WKJAN Sports.
And it is time now for a check of sports. Good morning once again. I'm Rick Hansen. Our sports report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. Taking a look at sports, the Cam Cougars scored early and ran away to a 67-18 win over Griswold in the first round of the playoffs Friday night in Oneida. The Cougars scored on their first two offensive possessions of the night on an Ethan Arp to Joe Kaufman 49-yard pass and a Lane Speaker 7-yard run. The Cougars then really blew the game open on the next postseason. The Tigers got a great return to the Cam 35-yard line, but on the next play, Jackson Bell picked off Lane Mueller and returned at 50 yards for a touchdown to put the Cougars up 18-0. Cam built the lead to a 40-0 by the end of the first quarter and led 59-0 by the halftime. Lane Speaker was the offensive highlight again for the Cougars with 142 yards on the ground and 5 touchdowns. Speaker also worked at the quarterback for a few series and went 5 for 5 with 113 yards and 2 touchdowns. The Cougars finished the night with 425 yards of offense. Griswold played hard until the end of the game and were able to punch in a few late scores. Lane Mueller picked up a 13-yard TD run and had a 15-yard touchdown catch from the Cameron Brownlee for the last score of the night. Cam improves to 6-0 on their season. Will get a rematch against Stanton Essex next Friday night. The Cougars beat the Vikings 34-20 in the last game of the regular season. Griswold, meanwhile, finishes their season at 0-6. Elsewhere in high school football action in Class 4A, it was Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson over Sioux City West 49-7. In 3A, it was Bondurant Ferrara defeating ADM 14-7. Lewis Central was a 63-12 winner over Creston Orient Magsburg and Norwalk down to Glenwood 30-29. In 2A, Atlantic had a bye week, and it was Greene County over Red Oak 49-0. Clarinda beat Shenandoah 55-20. Class 1A football action saw Kemper Catholic down Pocahontas 16-8. And a Trainer was a 83-18 winner over Maple Valley Anthonoto. Also in Class 1A, Panorama beat East Marshall 53-8. It was ACGC over Pleasantville 56-37. And Underwood beating West Central Valley 49-7. Another game from Class 1A was East Sac County over Missouri Valley 21-16. In Class A, it was Nottoway Valley with a 20-0 win over North Mahaska. That was the first ever playoff game won by the combined Nottoway Valley School District. Previously, Greenfield was the state runner-up back in 1981 before the districts merge. Also, St. Albert beat Sydney in Class A 45-14. And it was Woodbury Central over West Monona 44-22. Other Western Iowa scores include Riverside over HSDW 53-12 and IKM Manning over Southwest Valley 34-20. In eight-player action, last night it was West Harrison over Boyer Valley 54-42. Also, Coon Rapids Bayard had a bye week. It was Audubon beating Bedford 55-0. East Mills was a 41-16 winner over Lennox. Stanton Essex down Murray 61-22. Fremont Mills beat Exira EHK in eight-player action 51-6, and it was Woodbine over Glidden-Ralston 84-0. You can see some other scores on our sports page at KJAN.com. Now, the second round of the high school football playoffs will be held on Friday, October 23rd, and you can see the pairings on the sports page at KJAN.com. Elsewhere in sports and Major League Baseball news, the Houston Astros have forced a Game 7 in the ALCS, the American League Championship Series, 3 days after falling behind 3-0. The Astros put together a 4-run fifth and closed it to a 7-4 win over Tampa Bay. Houston had trailed 1-0 until George Springer poked a 2-run single and scored on Jose Altuve's double. Carlos Correa finished with 3 hits, including an RBI single, to complete the fifth-inning rally. And Kyle Tucker padded Houston's lead with a leadoff homer in the sixth and added a sacrifice fly. Now, Blake Snell took the loss, yielding 2 runs and 3 hits in 4-plus innings. The Astros are the second team to force a Game 7 in a best-of-seven series after dropping the first 3 contests. Meanwhile, the Dodgers are about to force a Game 6 in the National League Championship Series, or NLCS. They led the Braves 7-2 in the bottom of the eighth. Atlanta led 2-1 until Los Angeles scored 3 times in both the sixth and seventh innings. Will Smith put LA ahead by launching a 3-run homer off of Atlanta's Will Smith. Corey Seager gave the Dodgers a 5-run cushion with his second home of the night, a 2-run blast that followed an RBI single by Mookie Betts. In baseball news, a federal grand jury has indicted a former Los Angeles Angels director of communications in Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs' fatal drug overdose. The indictment on Thursday in Fort Worth charges Eric Prescott Kay with drug distribution and conspiracy. Skaggs was found dead in his suburban Dallas hotel room on July 1, 2019, before a game against the Texas Rangers. The coroner said Skaggs choked to death on his vomit with a toxic mix of alcohol and the drugs fentanyl and oxycodone in his system. In NFL virus outbreak news, a person familiar with the decision told the Associated Press that the New England Patriots canceled practice Friday after a member of the organization tested positive for COVID-19. The person didn't reveal whether it was a player or a coach. New England is scheduled to host Denver on Sunday. The game has already been postponed twice because of four positive coronavirus tests by players, including quarterback Cam Newton and cornerback Stephon Gilmore. Earlier in the day on Friday, the Colts had closed their practice facility after several people tested positive for COVID-19, but retests came back negative and the building reopened. The Cleveland Browns, who played the Colts on Sunday, said they had zero positive tests Friday morning and their building was open. The Colts hold the Cincinnati Bengals this Sunday. The Atlanta Falcons resumed in-person work at their facility Friday under more stringent safety measures. The team closed the building Thursday following a second positive test for COVID-19. One player tested positive earlier in the week. Team spokesman said the second person was not a player. The Falcons are scheduled to play at Minnesota on Sunday. The Panthers replaced guard and center Tyler Larson on the reserve COVID-19 list 5 days after he played against the Falcons. Falcons defensive tackle Marlon Davidson was placed on the reserve COVID-19 list on Tuesday after Carolina defeated Atlanta 23-16. Larson didn't start for the Panthers in that game, but did see action as a reserve. Also, Odell Beckham Jr. missed another practice with the Browns due to COVID-19 protocols. Beckham's status remains uncertain after Cleveland's star wide receiver was kept away from the team's facility Friday for the second straight day. Beckham tested negative for coronavirus on Friday, but league guidelines say he can't rejoin his teammates in practice until he has a second negative test within a 24-hour period. He's listed as questionable for this Sunday's game against Pittsburgh. Arizona Department of Health Services is permitting the Cardinals to host a crowd of up to 1,200 people for the team's next home game against the Seahawks on October 25th. Seats will be available to those with season tickets based on order of account seniority, and masks will be mandatory. And Maryland has given approval to the Ravens and Washington football teams to sell a limited number of tickets. This report brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen.